Semi-true story, by the way. That story is semi-true. Well, there are such things as I made the rest up because I used to want to be a comic of truth and come out and just be able to say, hey, you know what? There's such things as planes. They got that reaction right there. I add some shit later to that. Kid might go into his own demise. That's a good one. Pickles, my funny bone. Yeah. I'm alone in the world, and I know you probably find that hard to believe. Chicks will be clamoring over each other to hang with Mr. Sunshine. Where's that guy that hates everything I believe in? You're thinking of me, baby. But I realize I'm like a 31-year-old curmudgeon, you know what I mean? I'm like an 80-year-old guy inside of a 31-year-old body. I actually went to a dance club a couple of weeks ago, and I do that about once a year just to confirm the other 264 days I spend in my own fucking apartment going, Jesus, they're idiots! And it gives me that fuel. Brief perusal. And now, this woman asked me to dance, right? And I thought that was so funny. Women have this weird, like, myth that you can tell the way a guy is in bed by how he is on the dance floor. I say, what does it matter? You know what I mean? If a guy's out on a dance floor, really getting into it and enjoying himself, what does it matter how he is in bed? He's gay! Yeah, so you see, yeah. Real problem. What is dancing anyway but expressing your inner emotions via act, via movement, right?
What?
I'm dancing right fucking now. I'm cutting her up. I'm tired. Hell of a move I just made. Yeah. I milked all my emotions in that little position. It's hard to have a relationship in this business. You're always traveling, keeping weird hours, you know. It's going to take a very special woman, you know. Or a bunch of average. My point of this ultimately is that